I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, March 14th. The tournament road ended on Saturday for North Quincy High School's basketball teams as the girls and boys both bowed to number one seeds in Division II. The North Quincy girls fell to top seed Norwood 57-39 before a packed house at Norwood High School. The Raiders finished their unforgettable season at 24-1 and left their mark on program history, becoming the only North Quincy girls team to go undefeated and win a record 24 games. Sophomore Orla Gormley set a city record, scoring 56 points, breaking a record that had stood for 24 years. The previous mark was set by North Quincy's Brian Ross in 1998. Gormley is also closing in on the 1,000 career mark after only two varsity seasons. North Quincy fans who traveled to Norwood expressed their appreciation for the team's efforts as the game concluded, cheering and applauding from the visitor stands. And earlier in the day on Saturday, the North Quincy boys basketball season was stopped by the high-scoring number one seed Malden Catholic. The Lancers downed the Raiders 95-54 at Malden Catholic in the round 8 in Division II. North Quincy finished their season at 19-5. North Quincy never stopped hustling, but in the end, Malden Catholic's offense was too much to overcome. The Lancers scored 29 fourth-quarter points to put the game out of reach. Cohasset Police Chief William Quigley announcing on Saturday that Officer Mark Jenkins died suddenly and unexpectedly on Friday. Quigley said Jenkins was in Quincy with co-workers Friday afternoon when he collapsed. His co-workers initiated CPR, and both Quincy Emergency Services and Kearney Hospital workers tried to revive him but were unsuccessful. Jenkins worked in the Criminal Investigation Division and worked as a police computer forensics expert for the Cohasset Police Department and the U.S. Coast Guard. Jenkins' wake will take place on Wednesday from 4 to 8 at the McDonald Cohane Funeral Home in Weymouth. There'll be a law enforcement walkthrough at 3:30 p.m. before the wake. Jenkins' funeral is Thursday at 10 a.m. at St. Clair Parish in Braintree. Quincy City Councilor at Large Nina Liang has asked to change the council's rules and all of the city's codes to include gender-neutral language. City councilors voted to send that request to the Ordinance Committee for discussion and a vote. Communities across the country over the past several years have moved to amend laws to be more inclusive. Many, particularly those in older communities on the East Coast, use only male pronouns in statutes. Local changes include switching from boards of selectmen to select boards. More than 60 towns in Massachusetts have renamed their most powerful boards with gender-neutral titles over the past 2 years. Hingham police welcomed their first comfort dog, Opry, to the force on Friday. Opry is a rescue dog from Texas. It was donated by Paws New England, an organization that rescues, rehabilitates, and finds new homes for the animals. School resource officer Tim Ford and Opry have been training together for 9 months. Opry will be working with Officer Ford to comfort, reduce stress, and promote wellness in the community. The effectiveness of comfort dogs and therapy dogs is backed by research. Research published by the University of Saskatchewan found that ER patients reported less pain when they were visited by a therapy dog as opposed to those who weren't. Furthermore, Johns Hopkins says just petting a dog lowers cortisol levels, the primary stress hormone. Social interaction between people and their dogs can increase levels of oxytocin. The Hingham police ask residents to keep an eye out for Opry in areas such as senior centers, assisted living facilities, schools, and other locations. A Middleborough woman is once again fundraising for the people of Ukraine. More than a decade after she helped hundreds of children from the Chernobyl region receive medical treatment for illnesses linked to the world's worst nuclear disaster. After tackling thyroid cancer, Lorna Brunel decided to help the Chernobyl Children Project in 2006. Through the project, Brunel helped the second generation of Chernobyl victims, children who had been exposed to radiation while in their mother's wombs. Over three summers, hundreds of the kids came to Massachusetts to receive treatment for ailments from thyroid cancer to brain tumors to heart problems. Now all these children are adults. Many of them are in peril again as the Russian war against Ukraine rages on. Brunel says she's determined to help many of the young Ukrainian adults that she keeps in touch with. She's organizing a fundraiser to help Ukrainian refugees, which will take place on April 2nd. American Red Cross holding a community blood drive in Quincy today. It will be at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street from 1 to 7 p.m. You can go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to schedule an appointment. Sharply rising gas prices are about to make your next Uber ride a bit more expensive. Starting Wednesday, the ride-hailing company is rolling out a temporary fuel fee. The money will go directly to drivers. It means customers will pay about 45 cents more for each Uber Eats order, or up to 55 cents more per ride. Uber said it will reevaluate the surcharge in 60 days. The average price for a gallon of self-serve regular in Massachusetts is now $4.35, about 86 cents more than it was just 1 month ago. UPS failed to make ferry reservations so that it can ship and deliver packages to Nantucket this summer. And local business owners say it's going to have a huge impact on their ability to do business, according to a report in the Boston Globe. According to the Steamship Authority, UPS didn't request reservations for its trucks during the early priority booking window it makes available to freight shippers so that they can book for the busy season of May to October. By the time UPS realized the mistake, the ferries were booked close to capacity. The Steamship Authority and UPS are rushing to make contingency plans, but some Nantucket business owners are starting to panic. UPS is the biggest carrier of standard deliveries to Nantucket, according to the business manager at the Nantucket Chamber of Commerce. But most residents on the island also get goods delivered to their house through UPS. Steamship Authority has a system to make sure the type of error doesn't happen. Steamship Authority sends paperwork to freight carriers each year so they can make their reservations. But this year, Steamship Authority told the Globe UPS simply didn't respond. Globe reported there's no easy fix, but that it would not affect deliveries of food or hospital supplies, which use other carriers. If the problem isn't solved, the disruption will likely affect households and retailers the most. Well, Massachusetts is the most expensive state in which to have a baby, according to a new report. Pregnancy pillow provider Body Nest evaluated data from the CDC, Economic Police Institutes, and others on hospital birth costs, paying for daycare, moving into a bigger apartment, and other expenses that come with having a baby. According to the analysis, Massachusetts is the most expensive state in which to have a baby, with the total cost coming to $34,689. According to the report, having a baby in Massachusetts costs $20,000 more than having a baby in Alabama, the cheapest state in which to have a baby. The report also indicates that it is significantly more expensive to have a baby in Massachusetts than in most other states. The second most expensive state in which to have a baby is California, with a total of $29,695. Biggest portion of baby-related costs in Massachusetts comes from the average yearly cost of child care for a year, which the report says is almost $21,000, significantly more than the state with the second highest average yearly child care cost, California, at about $17,000 per year. Well, when it comes to celebrating St. Patrick's Day, a new study found Boston is hard to top. Wallet Hub ranked the best cities for St. Patrick's Day 2022. Boston came in at number 2, just behind Philadelphia. When it comes to most St. Patrick's Day parties, and festivals per capita, Boston was number one on the list. The ranking weighs factors such as St. Patrick's Day traditions, costs, safety, and weather. After 2 years of cancellations due to COVID, Boston St. Patrick's Day parade is scheduled for next Sunday, March 20th. Worcester, which had the fourth highest percentage of Irish population, came on the list at number 12 on Wallet Hub's rankings. They held their St. Patrick's Day parade yesterday. Check up business news. This morning, stocks are down. The Dow lost 229. NASDAQ fell 286. And the S&P dropped 55. Hong Kong shares plunging 5.5% after the Chinese government ordered a lockdown to combat an outbreak of the coronavirus in the neighboring city of Shenzhen. The dollar is up, the euro is down, oil at just over $106 a barrel. Sports: Celtics lose to Dallas, 95-92. The National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny and a high 52. For tonight, cloudy, a low 28. Scattered showers tomorrow at a high around 60. Partly cloudy Wednesday, high 57. Thursday, St. Patrick's Day, scattered showers, high 60. For the boater today, waves about 2 feet. Winds southwest at 10, gusting to 20, and a high tide just before 9:30 this morning. Sunrise, 6:57, set at 6:49. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, March 14th.